Catherine, congratulations. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thank you very much, and thanks for having me today. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, before we get to the sports stuff, have you ever sang, or could you karaoke?
Not part of my job description. Don't think you would want me to do that, no.
No, but in any of your, all like in team building activities, you've never karaoke?
Not that I can recall. I usually leave that to the players.
Okay.
Not saying it'll never happen, but...
but unlikely.
Unlikely at this point, yes.
Okay. Now, you come over, or you were with the Calgary Dinos for quite some time, and was the opportunity just to be the head coach, is that was just so enticing for you? You felt like you've had enough experience that now you want to run your program?
No, I think there's kind of two parts to it. One, I have grown up in Alberta. I'm from Calgary, been a part of the Alberta basketball community for a long time, and so an opportunity in Alberta is definitely appealing, just with coaches and players and families and a landscape I guess I know pretty well. So that certainly was appealing with this position at McEwen. And part of it too, I mean, I set out 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, sorry, as a full-time assistant coach, left my teaching job with the idea that I was going to be a head coach. I wanted to be a head coach. So here we are. It kind of married up perfectly that this opportunity presented itself in Alberta.
I always like it when I hear people who have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, it's really hard to get to the end goal. You left your job, which is somewhat of a risk for sure, because, you know, as you know well aware, there's no guarantees that a head coaching job will become available at some point. What did you do in those 4 years, do you feel, to get yourself prepared that when a vacancy came open, you would be the one a team would choose?
I've been very lucky that I played for 5 years, had some great mentorship there. The leadership that I've kind of worked under here at the University of Calgary has been great. So that certainly has helped prepare me working under some great coaches. Shawnee Harley, who's an assistant coach with our senior women's national team, and Damian Jennings at University of Calgary. And then I knew I also had to kind of get educated, do those things that was going to, you know, make you appealing to the market. So I've spent the last 2 years completing my master's, which out at the University of Victoria, which has been incredible. Just having a chance to kind of delve into something that I'm really interested in and passionate about. And if nothing else, that whole experience really solidified that, yeah, I'm on the right track and this is what I want to do, and prepare myself as best I can so that when this opportunity did present itself, you know, I'd be as ready as I could be.
Catherine Adams joins us, the new head coach of McEwen University women's basketball program. And preparing yourself, every coach that I've talked to, you know, once they become the head coach, they're like, yeah, I think I was really prepared. And then there's always something that they didn't anticipate, but they feel they're prepared enough so they're able to deal with it. For you, how do you balance, you know, the X and O's really of basketball, the strategy, with being the head coach, and you have to be somewhat part psychologist at time to get your team all unified? Which, do you have a strength in one area more than the other?
That's a tough question, because, I mean, anyone who coaches knows that the actual X's and O's is really a minor part of it. Incredibly important, but the amount of time you spend on the basketball court, you always wish you could have more, because there's so much else that you have to deal with. Just like you said, it's a balance. It's a balance of both. And, I mean, I think I relate well to players, and I've been good at building and developing those relationships. So, I mean, I hope to do the same here and, you know, in a new position as a head coach. And X's and O's, I mean, basketball is basketball. Every team's looking to pass, catch, score. So we'll see what happens.
And at the university level, the other big key component to be the head coach is you got to be a good recruiter.
You do. Very important.
What do you believe? Like, obviously, I know honesty is a big one. When you're looking at players, because a lot of players will go to where the coach is because they feel, hey, you know what, that's the coach I want to play for. But the challenge in recruiting is you're recruiting a lot of very good players, knowing full well they all won't get to play as much as they would ideally like to.
Right. I really believe in development, and I think that if you find – a player, you know, believes in you. I mean, you develop that relationship early so that they know and trust that I don't want to bring a player in and say, oh, you're my 12th man, you're going to sit on the end of the bench. we both don't want you in that position, and I trust that you're going to work hard to develop your skills and work at your game and do what you need to fight for more minutes, and I'm going to do what I can to help you.
Catherine Adams joins us, the new head coach of McEwen's women's basketball program. Catherine, being in the league, I think you're well versed in your team. How many new faces are you going to have? And getting the job now, is it make it difficult to get a recruiting class in now? Is that kind of maybe a challenge, or is this still ample time for you to get the players you want?
You know what? Coach Dave Oldham has done a great job kind of setting me up for the year. It is perhaps later than, a lot of players have made decisions by this point in time, but Coach Dave has done a great job, and we've been in contact, and we will continue to be in contact to kind of see how things shape up. And, I mean, anytime there's a transition, you have players graduating, different things happen, and there'll be a lot of new faces, but I think that, that's not a bad thing.
Now, I know last year, due to scheduling, there wasn't the opportunity to play regular season against the University of Alberta Pandas, but this year it will happen, which, as somebody from Alberta, just talk about maybe the excitement of building that cross-city rivalry.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I think that the more energy and attention you can get on basketball and sport in the city and create that rivalry, young high school girls, even community teams and stuff, there's an energy around that really promotes basketball in the city. And, I mean, Edmonton itself, there's so much going on with the senior women's national team training there and some of the events that have taken place. So I think, this rivalry between McEwen and U of A is only going to help that.
And lastly, Catherine, how important is it to get to that grassroots levels of all the high schools in Edmonton, to have all of the girls aware of their opportunities, to play basketball at McEwen University, which is, still a relatively new university anyway. But how important is that for you do you plan on, inviting schools out for different things to have them get an opportunity to see exactly what your program's about?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, community involvement, community investment, and getting out there to kind of showcase our brand and our product is hugely important. Give me a little bit of time to kind of get settled and get an idea of what the landscape is now, and I can probably tell you a little bit more, but we certainly will be looking for opportunities to get the community involved, whether going out, to them, high schools, communities, clubs, or having them come to us just to showcase what we're all about.
Well, Catherine, congratulations. You had a plan, and you achieved it. Best of luck as the new head coach.
Excellent. Thank you very much.